It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It's already the 2nd of March. Can you believe that? Wow. We're flying right through the month, and what a gorgeous morning it was along the Colorado River. I'll tell you, it was so nice outside. In fact, let me give you a little bit of what. Turn down just Mr. The band here, if they would participate. Today we're going to get up to 77 on the Colorado River with bright sunshine. Tomorrow it's going to drop a couple degrees because the big W is going to come back. But then again on Thursday, we drop 1 degree to 74 with sunny. Friday, the best day of the week, 82 and sunny. You can get a tan. Well, if that's what you want, you know, you can start your tan on Friday outside. Saturday calls for 81 with winds. So hopefully that'll go away between now and then. You never know. It's 4 or 5 days away. So that's always possible. Sports. Well, I'm glad you asked because tonight, you know, we have a lot of people in Arizona from Southern California. And so tonight, the Phoenix Suns take on the LA Lakers. So if you want to listen to a great game, that kicks off at 8 o'clock on our sister station, KNTR Sports, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you are. Tomorrow night, we have the Coyotes and the LA Kings. So again, you have a California and Arizona going to it. And Clayton and Villano at 6:15. And then the Coyotes take on the Ice at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. So those three games in for you the next couple days. Then on Thursday, the Phoenix Suns take on the Golden State Warriors at 8 o'clock. Yeah. And then on Friday, the Arizona Coyotes take to the ice with the Minnesota Wild at 7 p.m. So just some of the things going on our sports station. If you like sports, you got the times, you can tune right in there. Some COVID numbers for you. Well, we ended up last month. On Saturday, the numbers were for the state of Arizona. Mojave County doesn't report on the weekends. Roger's got to have a day off once in a while. 1,075 on Saturday with 13 deaths. And then they came back yesterday and said 1,039 with zero deaths, which is really good information. We like to hear that. And then they turned around and said that in Mojave County yesterday, we had 91 cases. Now, that 91 is a 3-day total, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, okay? So don't just think that that's, whoa, holy cow, how'd we jump up that high? Because that is a 3-day total, all right? So remember that. And so the 91... There was 2 additional deaths. Of the 91, 45 were in Bullhead City, 19 in Kingman, and 25 in Lake Havasu City. And so, again, the COVID number, if you need to get a vaccination, if you need to get a test, you call one number. If you have any questions about COVID, the Mojave County Health Department has set up one line, and it's 928-753-8665. You call them up, they can give you all the information about COVID. Answer all your questions. So it's that simple. 928-753-8665. All right. You know, we had Becky from the Kingman Chamber on here a few weeks ago, and she was talking about this adventure raffle that they're doing in Kingman. It's $100 for a ticket, but every day they draw a winner. Yeah. And so yesterday they drew Linda Owens, and Linda Owens won a spot on prize, and that was donated by Mr. Thane O'Brien. And so I don't know a lot about Spot On. So, Thane, if you're listening, call in and tell us about Spot On, because I don't know what it is. but he can tell us all about that when he gets time. And I do want to tell you also that each and every day, Speak Out is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions. They're at my house right now putting in a new unit. Yeah, they're the experts in comfortable. I know. Imagine that on your business card. I'm an expert in comfortable. Okay. Well, so your home or commercial, they can take care of your unit and get you tuned up. Get your home or your business the temperature that you like. They can work on your thermostat, your heater, your furnace, your air conditioning, your swamp cooler, all above, and get them all tuned up for you to where it's nice and comfortable where you're at. Arizona Comfort Solutions makes you comfortable. If you need a new unit like me today, it comes with a 10-year warranty. And then they also have a semi-annual contract where they just come to you twice a year and check your units. So call them at 758-2400. That's exactly what they do. And they're very good at it, as I'm finding out today. Well, of course, I'm not there. My wife is and the puppies. But they're my house right now installing a brand new heater air conditioner. My old one was 30 years old. I built that house 30 years ago, and so it was time to change it out. They said they did that service a few weeks ago, and they said, you really might want to consider changing this before summer. And I went, yeah, probably. We're also brought to you by the Arizona Outlet Mall, right here where we broadcast from. We got a studio here on the ground floor with three restaurants around us. There's lines at the restaurants right now. Clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape store, art store, Boys and Girls Club thrift store, the Watchman, and then outside on the outside of the building that faces Casino Drive, we have, you can rent jet skis, we have a pet daycare, we have a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and there's a bunch more and new stores coming in all the time. So when you hear the rumors, and they're just that, they're going to tear that mall down. No, they're not. And when you hear the rumors John Hassett bought it, that's not true either. Okay? So remember that. It's not for sale. John didn't mind. John might be telling you he bought it, but not yet. Okay? We're also brought to you by Barron Services. They're the experts in pools. They design them, they install them, and do scheduled maintenance. They're the experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. They take care of my system and my house. Experts in landscaping, beautiful designs, and complete installation. Usually that goes with a pool, you know. Or if you just buy a brand new house, you want them to come take care of it, they can. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, scheduled treatments and problem areas, and experts in weed control. Call Barron's at 758-5499. We're also brought to you by Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training, and TWN Communications. And now into the studio for my first guest, who is not here. No. I messed up my schedule. It was my fault. I had some people down for today, and they said, oh, wait a minute, we come next week. And I went, oh. So I reached out to a couple of people to try to get them in here for my first half of the hour, and I just couldn't find anybody that was available in a short notice. So Roger Galloway is going to be joining us here any minute. He's going to bop in here for the next till the top of the hour. But the Mojave County has a lot going on besides COVID. There's a lot going on in Mojave County, and Roger is the guy who's in tune with all the information, Director of Communications. He's going to tell us all about it when he comes in, which will be soon. He was over here on this side of the river shooting pictures of that side of the river. And depending upon if he's still hiking around the hills of Laughlin, shooting pictures of probably Davis Camp, I'm guessing. But that's what he's doing. And, of course, they're building that trail through Davis Camp right now. It starts up at the top of the dam. Yeah, and comes down the Arizona side, just like the one on the Nevada side. And coming up on the 25th, Mr. Toby Cotter will be here and tell us all about it. He'll have the latest information. Hey, by the way, I want to tell you, tune in next week on the 11th. We're going to broadcast live from the Senior Expo at the Anderson Fieldhouse. We're going to interview a lot of people in there. So if you can't make it down there and you just want to tune in and listen, you can do that. That day we'll tell you who all's there. But it goes on for quite a ways. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, goes till 2 p.m. So even when I'm there, there's still a couple hours left. So that happens next Thursday. Tomorrow, Travis Lingenfelter, the newest member of our County Board of Supervisors, will be here. And we're just going to ask him all the questions we possibly can. You can call in, too, and ask him questions. What's going on? You know, he took over for Gary, who retired. He finally retired. I mean, gosh, how long was Gary on the Board of Supervisors? He goes back to when there was three. And so Gary decided to retire, and the citizens of that district voted Travis Lingenfelter, who and he'll tell you all about his experience tomorrow, but he's been in Kingman forever. I think it's his grandfather who built the Lingenfelter Center there, and then the gardens. And so the Lingenfelter family was in Kingman for years. And Travis has a lot of knowledge. Plus, he's just a sharp guy. So tune in tomorrow for Travis on Thursday. Aaron Taylor is going to be back with First Things First and what's going on with the preschools and the kindergarten classes across our county for First Things First. And then also Janice Birkenheimer. And Janice has a coaching business, and she's going to talk to us about that. Friday, it's going to be fun because for the first time in the studio, I've had him on the phone a couple different times, but Rick Daniels will be here, the Needle City Manager. He's going to tell us about what's going on in Needles and any new businesses coming to town and what they're doing for the infrastructure there. Because believe it or not, they've seen an influx of tax money from the cannabis business in Needles. So he's going to tell us all about that. Again, you can call in at any point in time. You know, we always take questions here, 702-298-1063. That's our Laughlin studio. And, you know, Paul Lavoie does speak out from the Lake Havasu City studio, where the mothership is, the Supreme Command ship there, where Steve and Tracy hang out. You know, that's their place. And Paul's in there. And his studio line is 928-854-5687. Ours is 702-298-1063. So depending upon what show you're calling, you got to make sure you call the right number. Because I've been in here early, and the phone rings, and I pick it up, and somebody goes, yeah, I want to talk to that guy. And I go, there's nobody in here but me. And then they're calling the wrong studio. But that happens all the time. So keep that together for you. I do want to tell you a couple things going on around. We do have a blood drive today in Bullhead City that goes all the way up till 3 o'clock. That is at the Moose Lodge on Miracle Mile. And kicked off this morning at 11, just about an hour and 20 minutes ago. It goes on to 3 o'clock. You can call and make an appointment. And that's 877-258-4825. When you call and make an appointment, they email you the link. And you can do all the questions on your phone while you're sitting there, or all the questions, you know, the night before. I think you can do it up to 24 hours before your appointment. And you can already have all the questions answered when you walk in there, and it just expedites the time that you're in the facility giving blood. I do want to tell you, Friday, again, Grace Heck is doing her cleanup in Bullhead City. They're going to meet at ProFit. Now, I was in ProFit yesterday, and they're not open yet, and I don't know if they're going to be open by Friday. So they may be able to, you know, provide coffee out there and maybe some Danish or something, but I'm not sure what area she's going to clean this Friday, but you can call her if you want to get involved, 928-444-2896, and Grace can tell you, you know, ProFit is the former Firehouse Coffee up next to CVS and anything medical and next door to Mione's, right there. And so that's where they're going to meet on Friday at 6 o'clock in the morning. Then they're going to go to the site, which I don't know where that is, where they're going to clean up Bullhead City. I saw Saturday the Colorado River Kiwanis Club, the Noon Kiwanis Club, was doing the parkway. Rita Brown was out there. Rita Brown was out there in her 80s picking up trash, you know, walking along the parkway. Because I drove by to take my dog to training, and I went, oh, look at that, Rita Brown out there. And so they clean up the parkway. They do about 2 miles. So if you'll notice, from Highway 95, 2 miles up the parkway, it's nice and clean. There's no trash now until the wind blows in a couple of days. Yeah. Oh, well, you know, it's the thought that counts. On Friday also, there is a free mobile substance use clinic coming to Bullhead City. It's at St. Vincent de Paul from 3 o'clock until 7. All right. So it's like later in the day. That's Arizona time, 3 o'clock till 7. If you have questions, call the Mobiles Arizona Crisis Net. And that's at 480-935-4059. So you can call them, but it is free and you can just show up there. It's best if you have an appointment or something, you know, but otherwise, it's St. Vincent de Paul over there on Marina Boulevard in Bullhead City. Let us take a break. 22 past the hour. Roger Galloway will be popping in here anytime now, and we'll be back after this.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, President and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. Let's be candid. Rates are at historic lows, and right now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers to explore refinancing. Let Mojave Mortgage help you reach your goals of financial success. Maybe pull cash out for that swimming pool or pay off cumbersome debts. The time is now. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. Our team of professionals will ensure your experience is painless. We'll explore all your options and make sure you're not overpaying for closing costs. MojaveMortgages.com. Tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we're here to make sure your family is protected through all stages of life. Knowing your loved ones will be taken care of can give you a peace of mind and a true sense of family security. In Bullhead City, Greg Eidsness will take his time to sit with you and design the perfect protection for your family, a plan that can grow and change as your family does. Call Greg today, 763-8464. 763-8464. It never hurts to sit down and talk, and questions are free. 763-8464.
Chest pain, severe abdominal pain, or sudden numbness can be symptoms of a health emergency, and they're called emergencies for a reason. At Western Arizona Regional Medical, we know you're concerned for your safety. We are too. So don't delay care when faced with a life-threatening symptom. With limited entry points, screening, sanitizing, and social distancing, WARMC is taking extra precautions to keep our emergency rooms safe and ready to care for you. Visit WARMC.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Welcome to 2021. Did you forget to write your Arizona tax credit check to a charitable organization by December 31st? Good news! You actually have until tax day to do that. It's a dollar-for-dollar tax credit up to $800 on your Arizona state income taxes for married couples filing jointly, and $400 for singles. Save on your taxes and give to a qualified charitable organization like Cornerstone Mission. You can learn more about us at cornerstonemissionaz.org. For questions concerning the Arizona tax credit, check with your CPA or tax consultant.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from a Laughlin Mall studio here on the ground floor in the food court with all the restaurants out there. And by the way, you know, there's a B of A ATM machine here. And now, since they closed the branch in Bullhead City, there's always four or five people in line. It's like, wow, everyone has to come here to do their banking and grab a sandwich. Hey, you know, I'm going to do something fun Monday, the 8th. It's International Women's Day. And so I've reached out to some women I know, some I know really well, some I don't know that well, but they're leaders in our community. They're people that are shakers and movers, and they don't wear suits, they wear dresses. And so we're starting off with Dr. Carolyn Stewart, who's the superintendent of the Bullhead Elementary School District. My second guest, I'm hoping, I'm going to get a text later today that says confirms her. So I'll let you know that later. Each one of them is going to be in here for about 9 minutes, and I've got a series of questions I'm going to ask them about leadership, about their position, who helped them prepare for their leadership, who were their mentors, and what recommendations do they have for young ladies in business today. So you definitely tune into that, especially you grandpas that want to sit down with your granddaughters at some point in time and give them some facts of life and stuff. You're going to want to record that show, you know, or you're going to want to make notes during it. My third guest is Emily Stevens. Emily Stevens is the chief nursing officer at Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. And, of course, they went through hectic days there with COVID. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Then Autumn Boyle Robinson, who is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of the Colorado River. And she's going to be in here. And then Catherine Rajimi, and Catherine has been on the show before, but she's going to come in. Well, almost all of them have. But Catherine's going to come in. She's the CEO of Bullhead City Insurance. And her father, Mr. Mike Lopez, was here for years and had the transmission shop in Old Bullhead. A lot of the cars that Don Laughlin has on display in the Riverside belong to Mike Lopez or now belong to the family. So we'll ask her a little bit about that, too. But it should be a real fun show and an interesting show, especially for the women in our community that want to get out and lead or, you know, grow into a position within their company, wherever they're working. They should tune in on Monday. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Barron Services, Lud Laughlin Outlet Mall, where we broadcast from, and Arizona Comfort Solutions. Plus, you heard the commercial there a little while ago about Mojave Mortgage. And, of course, he likes to do his own commercials because, you know, he's in charge of everything, you know. He wants to do it all. That's the guy, the president, the CEO is Chad Hansen. And Chad just takes care of business. But, you know, Chad's been doing mortgages since he was, like, in diapers. So he's got a lot of experience. So if by chance you need a new mortgage or you want to refinance your house, maybe you want to add a room and you need $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 or something like that. Maybe you want to put a pool in the backyard. Well, it takes cash. It takes money. Well, Chad Hansen has that. He's got the big safe behind his desk full of money, and he just gives it out. He says this is the no-brainer of all no-brainers. And I think he's probably got that on a plaque on his wall. Mr. Chad Hansen, in charge of no-brainers of all no-brainers, because that's the way he is. So let him find the money you need at the best rate possible. Give him a call, 288-2691, 288-2691. We're also brought to you by Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, a week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, and you can have one class, or you can be a part of a class, or one-on-one. So if you love pets, they love Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 754-3006. TWN Communications, yes, they're coming to Mojave County, well, Bullhead City mostly. Sorry, folks. They're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home or business connected. I love that sentence. If you want to get involved now, you pre-register, and then they send you emails and tell you what's going on and when they're coming to your area. You go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or you can call 888-227-2095. And if you run into our sponsors or you know any of them, you know, be sure and tell them thank you for sponsoring the program. And now into the studio for the first time since I've been here for 2 years. Yesterday was my second year anniversary. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
And
really?
And, Roger, you didn't bring me a cake.
You know, I should have. If I'd known that, I would have. I totally forgot.
You've been listening for 2 years.
For 2 years? Every single day. Even the days you weren't on.
Yeah, even on Saturday and Sunday or when I forgot to show up. How are you, Raj?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are
I
you
I haven't
doing?
Seen you forever.
Yeah.
I see you on video when you're conducting the press conferences with the CEOs from the hospital. And you, boy, you hit the ground running when you took that job.
Yeah, nothing like I expected at all for a PIO. I mean, nothing at all like I expected.
And how many pairs of tennis shoes have you gone through?
I wear boots only, so a lot of boots.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. Yeah, because you took the job just as COVID was cracking, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's right.
And being the spokesperson for the county, whoa.
It's been more than interesting. It really has.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Well, and in the beginning, you were working 7 days a week.
I was.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I was getting your emails.
Yeah.
And I was going, wow, Roger's working on Saturday. Roger's working on Sunday, you know, and exhausting for a while.
Yeah. It was. I'll be honest. It wasn't fun. You know what I mean?
No, because it's a crisis.
It was and is still, you know.
It is. We're not done with it.
No, but we're in a much better phase. We really are.
Well, you know, and I heard the director of the CDC say, states and Americans, please don't slack off. You know, we're seeing numbers going down everywhere. California's going down. Mojave County's going down. Our three cities are going down. But it's not a time, you know, you walked in wearing a mask. Mine's sitting over there. I wear a mask. It's not a time to stop doing the things we've been doing. And so we still have to be a little cautious out there. And let's keep watching the numbers go down.
Yeah. Well, that's the plan, of course. And there are, as we know, there are many people, a substantial number, substantial percentage that believe it's all, you know, kind of ridiculous. It's a mild flu. Nobody's really died and all that.
Yeah.
And I understand that perspective. I personally think it's wrong.
Yep.
It's incorrect, but it's out there and it's in fairly substantial numbers.
I love these people that say the whole thing's a hoax. And I say to that, so now let me get this right. The first time in the world's history that all the countries of our world got together on one thing was a scam.
Yeah, pretty amazing because we can't agree on anything else.
I know, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They go to these summits and they can't agree on anything, but they all came together on a scam. And then it went from Trump to Biden, and Biden's carrying a Republican scam? I don't think so. So, and then in other countries where they've changed leaders, they just kept the scam going? Nah, come on, people, be realistic. Be realistic. It is real, and we have to take precautions so we can get rid of it.
Yeah, we hope, yes.
Yeah, maybe yes. By this year, I hope. You know, I'm doing my Kiwanis Kids Expo on the 27th of this month, outdoors, and we're hoping that our numbers keep going down. And I told Dave Heath, if you need me to come up with a COVID plan, I will, but I'm hoping you don't need it. So, you know, if I have to tell everybody in the booth they got to wear a mask, well, they got to wear a mask. And that's okay. We've all been doing that. So how are you? Do you get any relaxation time?
Not as much as I'd like. You know, one of the great things I did something very interesting. I wasn't even planning on doing this, but my girlfriend and I were at a swap meet in Lake Havasu City on a Sunday. And while we were there, we saw these electric bikes. And we hadn't even planned it. And we both shelled out some pretty big bucks that morning and bought two electric bikes. And we've been tooling around on those things. Oh, man, I love it. I love it. Out there in the open air, not around a lot of people, and can get a lot of fun. And they go pretty fast.
How cool is that?
Yeah, they're great. I love absolutely one of the best things I've ever bought in my life. So
that's good.
Yeah, that's been fun.
That's your little.
That's my little pleasure.
Yeah, leave the phone at home and go for a ride.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Well, good. Yeah, you have to.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because you got to have some time. That's let any emergency wait till I get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you put out some press releases this way. We got a big event coming up at the Anderson Fieldhouse.
Yeah, a couple big press releases.
Tomorrow.
As a matter of fact. Yeah, the one over at the Fieldhouse is tomorrow. And there are, I think, 180 first doses and a much larger group, 500 vaccinations of the second dose.
Wow.
And that's going to be taking place starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, goes to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Give you an idea. There was a young lady that was having enormous problems, as a lot of people are, in getting a vaccination. I say young, and she has to be over 65 to get this vaccination, but I consider that young. Let's go with that. And she was having trouble, and I put out that press release, and then she put on Facebook, I just got it. I'm one of the 180 vaccinations that will be accepted tomorrow, and I'll get my vaccine tomorrow. So
fantastic.
So it is good, and it's going to be and they're still taking them. The best way to get the info on it is to go to mojavecounty.us. Look for that press release, which is right on the first page.
Okay.
Drive through vaccine event in Bullhead City and go to the link and make your appointment. Hopefully there are at least a few of them still left.
Oh, I hope so, yeah, because you put it out yesterday. They could all be gone by now.
They could be. That's right. That's right.
I know. It goes fast. I have a neighbor that I was walking my dog on Sunday and stopped by and said hi to him. He lives a couple blocks away, and he's in his 80s. And I said, how was your second shot? He goes, I never got my first one. I go, what? Why not? He goes, well, we went down there because he takes care of the woman across the street, and the two of them are about the same age. And he said, we went down there, and they ran out. And I go, well, how come you haven't got it? Well, I called my Dr. Ziri, and he was telling me there's a couple places I could go. I just haven't called yet. I go, you need to call today. You need to get out there and get it, because he's in his 80s. He's already fallen and fell down and was in rehab for a while. And so he needs to be protected.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you mentioned dogs. You and I do share that.
Yes.
You have two labs, little labs, right?
Yes, I do.
I've got three.
Oh,
I,
do you?
I have an Akita, a purebred Australian Shepherd, little one,
uh-huh.
who's wild as can be, and I just got a new black lab.
Did you?
Yeah. So they're all rescues, all
yeah.
three of them.
Oh,
so,
fantastic. You know, well, mine are purebreds, and we bought them, and we still look at ourselves and said, why? Because when you buy two puppies...
Oh, my gosh, Now, there's a good, fun exercise thing during this pandemic is
thank
is
you
having,
for that, because it wasn't planned. And my wife keeps saying, why didn't you say no? And I said, well, because you said you wanted to. And I just, you know, keep my wife happy. I said, okay.
Yeah.
And now we both go, oh, gosh. But and it's fun because one of them I can kind of turn loose when I take him out in the desert. And he doesn't go too far. You know, he checks to make sure the old man's still walking behind him. But the other one, we know that if we turn him loose, he would flip me off and just be gone.
Take off.
Yeah, he would be gone. So it's crazy. What was your second press release?
No, this is huge.
Yes.
This is giant. People, please listen carefully to this because this can help a lot of the people that are listening right now. This is the rental assistance program that we are working with the feds and the state,
right.
The state especially. And we've got over $5 million going to renters and landlords who are in need. And it's pretty broad. And there's a pretty substantial amount of money available, by the way, up to $3,500 a month in rent and utility assistance for those who are needy. And the needy, again, is fairly a wide-ranging. As long as your household income is less than or equal to 80% of the area median income. And that figure, by the way, the 80% figure is $31,200 a year. So if you're household is less than that, you're eligible for this.
Right. A lot of single parents fall right in there.
Oh, my. And if you have experienced a financial hardship as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, or you're eligible for unemployment insurance, all of those things fall under this category. And there's a substantial amount of money. The program is going on all year. The advice is to move on this right away. If you have an eviction notice, a utility shut off notice, a past due rent notice, past due utility, any other evidence of unsafe or unhealthy living conditions or housing instability, then you'll get priority.
Okay.
On this. It's really kind of bad. You're going to get priority for not paying your rent. You know, but it's for people that really can't pay their rent, you know?
Yeah. If you've been avoiding paying your rent, they're going
to
find...
Even though you don't have to.
Yeah. They're going to find you out. But if you're someone who's been struggling and your landlord's working with you and you're a couple months behind, here's an opportunity to wipe the slate clean.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And you, by the way, the renters will need to provide a copy of the lease or rental agreement, a photo ID, electricity and or a gas bill that's disconnection notice, any of those kind of things. But again, I could give you an address here on your show, but it's much easier. MojaveCounty.us, on our first page there, under news, you'll see the press release, Rental Assistance Program. Just go there, and I'm telling you, this is a phenomenal way to get... You know, get some of these problems taken care of.
So the website is in the press release.
It's
and you just
everything.
Click on it
right
there. And
it tells you everything. It tells you, you know, far more details than I...
Sure.
And by the way, for those of you who have trouble, I will say this, you know, with the computer and websites and stuff like that, there is a phone number. I can give that out.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
The phone number is 833-912-0878. I know on radio that's difficult, but I'll do it one more time. Area code 833-912-0878. And if you call that number, if you have trouble using the internet or whatever, or if you're disabled, by the way, if you're disabled, we've got two full-time employees of our county in the Community Services Department that will come to you and fill help out. You. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So, you know, call our community service department at our county. So this is really a great program.
That is quite the service for the county to handle.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It is, yeah.
I mean, when you sit back and say, well, we'll just, you know, if there's people out there that are handicapped and can't do it, we'll just go do it for them. What? You know, that's amazing.
Yeah. No, this is one of the best things that have come out of this horrible pandemic.
Yeah.
Is this program to help people financially. It's legit. There's a lot of money there, you know, almost $6 million bucks to be distributed.
Wow.
And the time to move on it is, I always believe this, is the sooner the better. Don't wait until the middle
so
of the year or something.
Go on the county website right now, MojaveCounty.us. You'll see the press release there under news.
Right.
Click on that, and then in the press release, as you read it, it gives you more details. And then say, click here and click there, and it takes you right to the application process.
Yeah. That's right.
Or you can call. Again, that number is 833-912-0878. So a lot of good information you come in with.
Yeah, good stuff. This happened to be an opportune time.
Yeah, and that's fantastic because there are so many people out there that have experienced difficulties with this. I mean, all of our casinos shut down at one point in time. They were closed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that meant dishwashers didn't come to work that just make a minimal amount of money. That the maids didn't come to work. The dealers, the GMs, everybody, you know, was off work. And so, and for a while.
Yeah, I contributed to the economy over here in Laughlin, by the way, because just before I got here a little early.
Yeah.
$40 down the drain, like within a matter of seconds. I said, that's it. Bye-bye.
Oh, which one of the casinos were you in?
Pioneer.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the Pioneer says thank you, Roger.
Yeah, no kidding. Yes, yes.
Well, you know, and that's just it. Every one of the casinos, it killed them too. You know, it still kills them when they just now took the casinos up to 35% of their occupancy. So for the rooms, it doesn't matter because they're already social distancing.
Sure.
But that means the casino floor and the restaurants. So if you got a restaurant that seats 100, you can only have 35 people in there.
That's terrible, isn't it? Yes. Really, yeah.
Sean Hammond told me, sitting right where you're sitting, he said, the biggest problem is our VIPs because VIPs are used to calling their host and saying, hey, there's six of us. We want to go to dinner now. And the host now says, well,
Do you mind sitting on opposite sides of the room?
I can get you in 2 hours.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's put a hardship on the casinos. I mean, they're glad to have it, but at the same point in time, it's made it really difficult for them to operate.
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's terrible.
And if you can only sit 35% of your people, that means you're only going to bring back a portion of your employees in that restaurant.
It's so, also hurt the acts coming into town, right? There's less of them.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it hurts everybody all the way around. So this project right here that helps the renters is so valuable.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, it's great for everybody, too.
That's not your boss, is it?
No.
Oh, good.
That's,
okay.
I think, as a matter of fact, on the phone is the health director of Mojave County calling me probably about the latest COVID count.
Oh.
But she doesn't know I'm on the radio
right
now talking. So, Denise, I'll get back to you in just a matter of minutes. Call you back very soon.
Yeah, because then you get to put that press release out in the next hour or so, huh?
That's right. Yeah, I do that every day.
Yeah, I know. And our numbers have been pretty good lately. I mean, I'm happy with what's going on right now. Let's see. Yesterday you reported 91 cases, but that's a 3-day total, right?
That's
right
since Friday noon.
Right. So, and then only 2 deaths. And I say only. Well, of course, if that's your loved one, that only is a big word. But at the same point in time, go back to there were times when we had deaths in 3 digits and 2 digits.
It has gotten so much better. It really has. And certainly getting the vaccinations, the social distancing and the mask and everything, I believe all those things have helped.
Oh, me too.
You know? And, hey, hopefully it's going to get better and better.
Yeah, Arizona reported 0 deaths yesterday. So, you know, it's got to get better. We've all got to stay healthy and progress. You know, let us take a break for Roger so he can catch his breath. He come running in here.
Yeah, we'll be back with my special guest, Larry Tunforce.
Yeah, stick around. Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our call-in line, The phone number is 702-298-1063. Again, that's 702-298-1063. Feel free to call and ask our guests a question. We'll be right back after this break.
Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. Questions? Call Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404 or stop by and meet the staff, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
The Avi Resort and Casino invites all who serve this great nation to come play every Tuesday and bank yourself six times the points on all slot play. That's right, six times the points, and only at the Avi Resort and Casino. All veteran guests simply sign up for My Advantage Club if you aren't already a member and start racking up the points. It's that simple. Point bonus excludes video poker.
Avi Resort Casino.
We'll play and play. We'll find on its way.
Avi Resort and Casino.
Here's the public service calendar from Radio Central.
The Better Business Bureau is encouraging struggling businesses to consider emerging trends that can help with growth. Trends include mobile marketing, online courses, customer support through social media, and BBB accreditation. More tips are online at bbb.org. Eligible Arizona households can now apply for up to $3,500 monthly rental and utility assistance for up to 12 months. To apply, go to des.az.gov/ERAP. The Veterans Plus First Responders Trading Post in Lake Havasu City is giving shoppers 50% off store-wide throughout the month of March. Take advantage of St. Patrick's and Leprechaun deals throughout the store. Visit the Trading Post located on Sweetwater Avenue on Havasu's south side.
This calendar is a public service of Radio Central stations KJJJ, Nash FM, KNTR News Talk, and KNTR Sports AM FM.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall studios, brought to you every day. I say studios. I know we only have one, but every day we're brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Is it time for you to review your life insurance, your auto insurance, your home insurance, your commercial insurance? Well, if so, call Greg Ignis. He's the guy you need to sit down with. He knows what all those policies said that you never read. You know, you never looked at those. You went, okay, yeah, thank you very much. You threw it in a drawer. Take them to Greg Ignis. Sit down with Greg or David or Stephanie. Either one of the three can sit down with you and say, well, maybe we can package this with that and save you some money, or maybe you need to increase this or, you know, change this. Call 763-8464 to set up an appointment and go in and sit down with the professionals, and they might be able to save you some money. Whoa, what a concept. Mojave Electric Cooperative, they remind you there's several ways to pay your bill. You know, you can start by just the U.S. mail. You mail it in with a check or whatever. And then there is the drop box at their offices on Hancock Road. Now they have a new kiosk. You can pay through the kiosk. You can also use a debit card at the kiosk. And then, or you can pay it from home. You know, you can pick up the phone and your credit card and dial 877-371-9379. And you can pay it by phone right there if you want to. You can also set up, you know, automatic withdrawal type thing, and it's easy. So, MEC, they still deliver affordable electricity without a profit. Call 763-1100 if you have a question. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to bring you their four-star rated facility. That's right. Rated by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they continue to sanitize daily. Yes. Probably more than once. And Legacy Their services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 758-1404 if you know someone who needs those services. Ask for Big Mike. He'll tell you all about it. Or you can stop by and they'll come out and talk with you. 2812 Silver Creek Road. We're also brought to you by Walker Service Electric, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, Arizona Comfort Solutions, the Laughlin Outlet Mall, Barron Services, Mojave Mortgage, Risen Star Grooming, Boarding and Training, and TWN Communications. And we're back with Roger, and we have a listener wants to ask a question. Go ahead, ma'am. You have a question?
Hi. Yesterday, as you know, it was announced that the new age limit is 55+. But when you go to any of the websites here in Mojave County, still indicates 65 plus, so you cannot make an appointment. Will that fee change, though?
That has not been decided as of today, as we're speaking right now. As we're talking right now, in Mojave County, it is 65 and older. Now, we'll probably talk about that either tomorrow or Thursday, and hopefully make a decision about what we'll do for next week. Right now, though, we are 65 and older. We have an enormous number of people still 75 and older, let alone the 65 and older. The huge demand and a scarcity vaccine.
Will that change with the J&J being authorized yesterday?
We hope. We have to see if we're going to get vaccines from J&J. We hope that we will get that vaccine. And until then, there's nothing else I can say. Where we are right now, we don't have it. But we do. Let me put it this way. We think there's a very good chance we will get that vaccine as well.
Good.
And we got 8,000 doses this week of Moderna. Last week, we only got 3,000. So that helps a great deal this
right.
week. So we'll just have to see.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
And each county has to sit back and say, have we taken care of everybody over 75, over 65? Can we drop it to 55? Right? I mean, you've got to realize the amount of vaccines you have coming in and the amount of people in that age group that are still not, you know, received a vaccine.
No, you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And it depends on who you are. If you're 54 years old, you want it to go down to 50. When's it going to be for 54?
Yeah, I know.
And I understand that. It really is. When are you going to get to males that are 18? You know,
yeah.
So I do understand when we have this scarcity vaccine, though, and we still have people that are 75 and older that still have problems getting an appointment.
Right.
You know, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They know that they're allowed to get the vaccine, but they've got to be able to make that appointment.
And find it and get it in the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We need to take another quick break. We're going to come right back with Roger. If you have a question, 702-298-1063. Feel free to pick up the phone and give us a call.
Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Mojave Electric Cooperative has some exciting news. Our board of directors and CEO have worked to increase our negative purchase power adjuster from -0.0075 to -0.0125, saving members an additional $4 on average. Just another way to make our 75th year of serving members even better. You can find your updated purchase power adjuster located on your bill under the current service details section. For additional information and questions, please call 928-763-1100 or visit our member services office in person.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer. No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. So you spray.
Ha ha, missed me.
Then they're in a different area. You spray again. Oops, there they are over there.
Missed again.
Barron Pest Solutions can make this a lot easier. Barron's uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron's certified technicians are trained to take care of scorpions, sun spiders, ants, rodents, and they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron today and say goodbye to your bug problem. 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family. 758-5499.
This public affairs moment is presented by theconventionsofstates.com. You probably know that the country is in $27 trillion in debt, and the budget is ever increasing. More worrisome is that the method employed by Uncle Sam to pay back its debt is by increasing taxes or borrowing from someone else or some other country. Uncle Sam borrows your money and then insults you by making you pay it back. Now, the people of America are beginning to call for a change. By using Article 5 of the Constitution, the only weapon that can stop this menace, the article grants the states the right to call a convention of states whereby the Constitution gets amended. All it takes is a united voice of 34 states to call this convention and a minimum of 38 to confirm the amendments put in place. This public affairs moment is worth thinking about. Visit conventionofstates.com.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving our communities with right here in Laughlin and Fort Mojave. Wow, clean, sanitized facilities everywhere. They have the Laughlin walk-in here in the mall. They have the Fort Mojave walk-in on Highway 95 across from Casa Serrano, in Mojave, the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target, and the Imaging Center on Hancock at Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center on Silver Creek at Gold Rush, on the Parkway Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then Warm Sea has the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you have health questions, call Claudia, 763-2273. She's the operator. She answers the phone, and she transfers you wherever you need to go. 763-CARE, because they do. They care. Brought to you by Walker Service Electric. That's right. The Walker electricians are all over Mojave County servicing residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and even high-line power. Trucks are everywhere in Mojave County every single day. If you've got electrical issues, think Walker Service Electric. Put the number in your cell phone because electrical issues don't happen 5 days a week, you know. They're available 24/7 at 718-9444. And we got about 2 minutes left with Roger. Roger, you've been in Mojave County how many years?
2004. I had an accident, and I decided to not go back to L.A., and I stayed in L.A.
A bad accident.
A really bad accident.
Yeah. You accidentally arrived. And
Yeah, exactly right.
You were a host of Speak Out for a while.
I was for five years.
And we worked at Murphy for a while together.
That's right.
Yeah. I can remember the days when I used to call you at 5:30 in the morning and say, Roger, there was a fire last night. Here it is, you know. And then
you helped my newscast.
Yeah, you were doing news in those days. So
yeah, that's right.
How can people get a hold of the health department? Just the 753-8665?
Yes.
That's the best number, right?
That's our call center for people that have any questions about COVID. They'll even help set you up with an appointment for those who have problems on the Internet, dealing with the Internet. But even they have difficulty, too.
Yeah, so, I'm sure they do. Yeah, trying to find that available shot in the arm. That's
right.
Yeah. Roger, thanks so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
Good seeing you.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm glad you – I'm sorry you lost $40 at the Pioneer, but I'm glad you got to come
time,
in.
Next time.
You'll get them. Thank you so much. Hey, we're back tomorrow. Once again, tomorrow we have – Travis Lingenfelter here, one of the county supervisors, brand new, and it was his first time on the radio, so should be fun. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Don't forget, Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears after the news at the top of the hour. Have a great day.
I'm so scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.